get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy, Jeffrey with a G, with another outstanding edition of Vegas Nonstop. We've got a fun-packed show for you today in studio with us, Las Vegas entertainer extraordinaire, my friend and yours, Frankie Shinta.
Hello, Jeffrey with a G.
Yay.
I'm almost on camera, too.
From Trading
Who's
Made Easy. He's going to show you folks how to make money easy. James Visculia.
Me,
yeah.
Visculia.
And with me, as
How
always, the master
Irish.
Of mayhem,
Irish.
The ambassador of fun, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Hey,
Jeffrey
Jonathan.
With a G, line one, go ahead. Hey, how's everybody doing? How was your week?
It was good. It was busy.
Yeah?
It was a good week. First of all, this weather is the best ever. Unbelievable.
Isn't it perfect, man?
Literally perfect.
You could do anything.
Anything.
From the pool to golf.
Hopscotch. Twister. A good
Speaking
game
of golf. I asked you earlier, Frank, if you play golf, because I'm trying to get a foursome together for the Italian American Club golf tournaments coming up.
Cool.
When is that? You think I would know if anybody knows.
Yeah, if anybody would know. I don't have the date in front of me. It's coming up. It's coming up in April. Like April 27th, 28th, like around. It's a Saturday.
All right.
So the week after Easter.
We're just going to have fun. We got a couple of stand-up comedians. We're going to have fun if you could do it.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Stand-up comedians
I'll
playing golf?
I'll have my people call your people.
Have your people call my people. Frankie Shinta appears.
How you
the,
doing?
I'm doing, I don't know. I'm doing great, man. I've been eating like I'm going to the electric chair.
Yeah. Where do I appear?
You appear at the South Point.
Yes, I do.
Hotel and Casino.
Yes. Frankie Shinta, the showman.
The showman.
That wasn't my title. Somebody gave it to me.
And when you were 11 years old, you were on Merv Griffin.
Yes, singing Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
And Al Jolson's song. Were you in blackface
Jolson.
When you did it?
No. No.
Would you go in blackface?
Don't even start
now.
That.
Would
no,
you go in
I
blackface?
Wouldn't.
No.
No, I'm Sicilian. I'm half black anyway.
That would be called a tzitzoon, wouldn't it? Am I right?
Yes.
Jewish kid comes up with a tzitzoon.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's
which actually
great.
Means like blackened. Piece of wood.
It means burnt. When it's burnt, yeah.
It's too soon.
Yeah. Why are you even using that? Well, I'm not gonna.
My father taught me Italian.
Oh, that's great.
Because he grew up in Italian.
Thinking, all the words from? A Jewish kid could get beat up for.
Exactly.
Here's a list of them.
Yeah.
Here's what you don't say.
Schmuck.
Right.
Is a good one. And that translates in, how do you say schmuck in Italian?
Putz.
Putz? No, putz would still be Yiddish.
I'm only kidding.
Bistidi Mingya.
Yep,
no, that's too many
what
words.
He said.
That's too many words. And then you've got something coming up at the Alexis Park. It's going to be a little different for you. It's kind of
it is. It's a one-on-one
different.
With Frankie Shinta. It's personal. That's what it's called. One-on-one with Frankie Shinta. It's personal.
Let's get personal.
And it's you in the audience?
Me in the audience, a little chat session. And,
oh, that's got to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. And I'm going to be able to answer questions that I can't answer after my show. Because there's so many people always, and hey, let me ask you. So this is going to give me an opportunity for me to talk to people and have a
and
conversation.
Get personal.
And do a couple songs, you know, because you know me. If there's a microphone, Vire Mariquande Bello.
Tootsie, tootsie, goodbye.
Yeah.
Tootsie, tootsie, don't cry.
Here's my medley of tootsie, tootsie.
So 11 years old, when did you get your guitar?
I was 6 years old. My grandpa, Kunta Shinta, passed away.
Kunta Shinta.
No, when he passed away, he had 27 grandkids. And out of 27 kids, he knew to give his instruments to my brother Joe and me. And I picked up every one and learned how to play them by ear. And I was just blessed, man. I just loved music. And here I am still doing it at 97 years old.
You look fabulous. You look fabulous.
Over 98.
And I still don't color my hair.
Right. And those are your eyebrows.
Yes. Yeah. They're not microbladed at all.
So you play guitar, banjo?
They're mine now. Yeah, I paid enough. Now. Those are friggin' $1,000.
And I love that you taught Jada Valente the word friggin'.
Friggin', I know, yeah.
Play guitar, mandolin, banjo.
Piano,
drums, and the spoons.
And the spoons.
Spoons.
And there's
spoons.
One other instrument I've been playing for a very...
Skin flute?
Yeah. No. If I could reach.
The
side trombone.
Yeah,
slide trombone.
The old slide trombone. I knew a girl, Gloria, that could do
I
that.
I had to say that, sorry.
Gloria.
But anyway, it's great to be here. And, you know, I'm excited about this thing at Alexis Park. And it's going to give me a chance to really get personal with the audience. And when they come in, they're going to be fill out, like, everybody will get three questions. And I'll answer as many as I can in the period of an hour. You know,
that's tremendous.
And it's just
how many shows
different.
Are you doing?
I'm doing four Saturdays in a row starting April 13th.
And what time are the shows? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
How can the listeners find tickets?
I'll probably.
Alexis, I think it's a VIP ticket. I admit VIP as a Pete Housley's. It's at the Alexis Park.
Yeah, it's at the Alexis Park on Harmon across from the
Hard Rock. Rock. Yeah.
But you've got a website too, don't you? Frankie Shinta.
FrankieShinta.com.
SCINTA.com.
No H. We couldn't afford it.
Did I say H?
Yes. No. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
SCI.
No, couldn't afford it.
We couldn't afford the H. So no. SCI is especially if you're from the Falls or Buffalo.
It's Google. Nah.
Did you guys use the word use?
Oh, how yeah. use the pop. Pop.
Pop. Yeah. Oh, you want some pop?
Want some pop?
And use. How use doing?
Yeah,
use that was
over right there in the neighborhood.
Or ain't.
Yeah, that ain't right. Hey, ain't is in the dictionary now.
Yeah, that's
on. It's right next to X.
That's on my mother's side.
I can ask me a question.
So is taint.
Yeah.
Yes, taint. That's a good one.
So growing
John.
Up in Buffalo, were you a hockey fan in Buffalo?
I've been a hockey fan
Phil
since
Housley.
I was a little boy. Yep. My poor buddy. I mean, he's having a rough year.
Buffalo Sabres.
I mean, they're doing.
Oh, you mean the team.
The team.
Not him.
No. Phil's a great guy.
Phil's a good, yeah. I remember a kid watching him.
Yep. We've been friends for 30 years. And he's done a great job with the team. It's just that they're so young and
very
it's so
young.
Hard.
They're 2 years away from putting a real good team on
really?
The ice.
Really? I hope they give him another year.
I think they will.
I think they will. I talked to Rob Ray.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Rob, another good friend of mine from the Sabres. And
he's
Rob,
an old school guy.
Yeah. Remember the old fighters. Man.
I was going to say, he used to throw down with the best of them.
Man, he did. And it brings me to my Golden Knights. You know what? What a beautiful story for Vegas.
Awesome.
3 years ago, you'd ask somebody, hey, man, you ever watch hockey? Oh, no. Now everybody's got friggin' bumper stickers, nipple
flags,
rings.
Everything.
They got everything. Tattoos. I mean, it really turned into something beautiful, not just for sports, but look at the people that bring their children to the games.
Sure, not just the games. Look at the facility up in Summerlin. You could take your kids and go watch them practice, have a bite to eat there.
My grandsons are both there.
They're building a beautiful baseball stadium next door. You're going to be able to take your grandkids to go see a ball game
in
Summerlin.
Ain't it?
At a state-of-the-art 10,000-seat stadium.
I know.
I've been up there 3-4 times. The place is gorgeous.
It is stunning.
I told my guys today at the warehouse, I said, listen, pick a Sunday. I'm taking you guys to the ballpark. We're going to get a beer, a hot dog, and a bag of peanuts, and that's it.
That's it. Take me out to the ball game.
The best. Yesterday was opening day. For me, it's religion. I love opening day in baseball season. Red Sox got killed last night.
Yankees won their first game big, huh?
Yeah.
So did my Cubbies.
7-2, 7-3. My Red Sox got smoked last night, but it's game one. I wouldn't hit the panic button just yet.
Yeah, there's what? Are there 700 more games?
161.
Don't you think it would be better for the game if they shortened it a little bit?
How? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean,
it's bad enough whether. No, he's saying the game itself, not the season.
8 hours, eight innings instead of nine?
No. Just shorter.
Number of games in a season.
Yes. No.
I like the inning.
You don't think it would bring more interest into the game?
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you're either a baseball guy or a person or you're not a baseball person. That's it.
Well, that's true. See, growing up in Buffalo, we didn't have a pro team.
Right.
So I really never got to watch baseball.
But you became a Yankees fan just being in New York because they were
Are
so.
Are you kidding me?
Every kid growing up, Mickey Mantle was God.
That's it.
Mick the Stick, number 7.
That's right. Yep. And Joe DiMaggio was like a Jesus.
Yep, that's back in the day,
with Marilyn
man.
Monroe.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
No, I know, I get
how
it.
How many guys did she sleep with? Holy Jesus. A
couple here.
All
there.
The Kennedys.
Well, maybe
a few
one or
mobsters.
Two.
Three or
yep.
four.
A couple of Rat Packers.
Yep. Yep.
That didn't sound right. I was just going to make a joke. And I won't.
Go ahead.
No.
You can say anything after taint.
Maybe three or four guys.
Listen, I grew up in Montreal when baseball was still in Montreal, and they're talking about bringing a team back there.
The Canadian Montreal right? Hockey.
I grew up with Gary Carter and Tim Raines and Andre Dawson and Tim Wallach.
Oh,
and
my God.
The spaceman, Bill
Andre
Lee.
Andre Dawson played for
the Montreal
Cubs.
Dennis
Monkeys.
Martinez.
Do you speak Canadian French?
And French Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Whoa, which one? Parlez-vous français?
Je parle français tout le temps, hein, en Québec.
Oh, yes. All right. I knew there was something I didn't like.
I used to go up the hall all the time, Ottawa up there.
Yeah.
I had a couple of girls. Well, back in the day, back in the 80s, back when I was young, I used to go up there traveling up
those
to the
crazy
club.
Canadian girls.
How about Fort Erie for the Canadian Ballet?
No comment on that, but my brother actually used to DJ at Sundowner. He DJed at Mintz. He DJed at Mintz, Sundowner for years.
Yeah, that was a good reason to say, I got to go there. My brother's DJing.
I had to pick him up sometimes because he was young. He was only like 19, 18. Man. And like, I'd have to go get him. And then he started DJing at Peppermint downstairs at the mall. So I'd go down there, and these girls would have these big inflatable bananas riding them around. Right. Right. They'd be, are you coming on stage next, big boy? I'm like, no, I'm here to pick my brother up. I'm like, Then the worst part, I had to go in the change room, and those guys, they'd be like, oh, my God, I broke a nail. I'm like, I go, Keith, let's get out of here. I just want to pick you up and get out of here. It's freaking bad.
Now, it's a problem with those places. It's the same girls dancing today that were there back in the 60s.
It's been a long time, my friend, since I've been to those places.
She used to
time.
Be a 38 double D. Now she's a 42.
The banana's brown now.
Wah, wah,
she used to be a 38 double D.
Wah, wah, wah.
We'll leave that to the board operator. She's a 38. Oh, used to be a 38 double D. Now she's a 42 long.
42 long, like Grandma Shinta.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And how old's Mom again? Mama
89
Shinta?
Years old, man.
Wow.
And as long as she says fuck, I know she's still okay. Can I say that?
But guess who's not supposed to say it?
I'm so sorry. I thought this was Facebook.
That's all right.
I apologize.
He's excellent. He's very good with that dump bomb.
Did you dump me? Made easy. It did not come from trading made easy.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You can say frig.
No, I don't want to say anything now. I didn't know.
I say frig.
The poor kid turned red. Look at him. He just goes, there goes my job.
Do you think you're the first one he's ever
dumped? Welcome to Jonathan Scott's last show.
That's never happened.
It's been great working with you guys.
Piazzadora came on.
But my mom says it in such a night. How can you be 89 and say that word and be bad?
In Italian?
Correct.
Oh, no, well, she says it right in English. She could say it in Sicilian.
All right.
But she does. And, you know, it's mostly when she's talking about politics, because she hates anything about politics.
Yeah.
We all do. You know, I'm from Chicago. We talked about earlier that the alderman would come to the door and ask my father how many Democratic voters we had in the House, and my father would say four, and I've got four tickets I need to take care of. And I learned you just go and pull the lever. Just straight Democratic Chicago. You know, just pull the
nothing's
ticket.
Changed.
Nothing's changed. Flush the tickets down the toilet, you mean?
You got a low battery. You know, Jonathan, you could buy one of those Mophie things that you put on the back.
Frankie's more technical than I am.
I am. I'm testically professional.
Yeah, the battery say that.
I'm very technical.
Yep. All right. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC's.
I got to go now because guess what? I got to
start this all over again.
I got to go watch the Knights play.
We got one more segment. Stay right where you are. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop.
Hockey.
On 920 The Game.
Sorry.
Jonathan Scott on Vegas Nonstop. Stop, 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 stop. At 9:20 the game. So it happens on whatever day it is. I don't even know what day it is. I don't know where I am.
It's hockey day.
Daydream believing.
It's, anyway, eat the brownies.
Here's a few
nighttime.
Things. Yeah, here's what's going on in Las Vegas. Saturday, Casino Battle Royal Demolition Derby at the Core Arena at the Plaza Hotel and Casino where Frankie used to work. If you love seeing cars smashing into each other, this is the event for you. It's great fun for the family. Have you ever been to a demo derby?
No, but I've seen that right on
all
Flamingo.
All day long today, I've seen cars smashing into each other.
I've seen carpet munchers do that before.
The Asian people are great. The Asian people are great drivers, by the way. I think every car they buy has the left turn signal stuck
on. Weren't you the spokesperson for Kia?
Yes, I was.
I remember seeing those eyebrows for Kia.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Eyebrows for Kia.
Eyebrows for Kia. It's at the Plaza. Royal Demolition Derby, $30 and up. Saturday, 6 p.m., Cannery Stock is the Rockfest paying tribute to the music of The Who, The Doors. Our friend Kelly Sheehan is Janis Joplin, and they also have a Jimi Hendrix tribute. We don't suggest that you drop windowpane acid, but you could definitely.
Discount for seniors.
Yeah, discount for seniors. And it flashes back to 1968.
I had a flashback.
I was a freshman in high school.
My mother will be there.
1968.
You were? A freshman in high school?
Freshman in high school in 1968.
Wow.
Tickets are only $20.
I was still in grammar school.
I was two.
Yeah. I was.
I was three. Or two. No, I was two.
7:30 p.m. Saturday, Joel Murray, Ryan Stiles, and Greg Proops presents their improvisational comedy show, Who's Live Anyway? Joel Murray starred in Mad Men and is of the Murray clan, Billy Murray, Brian Doyle Murray, Johnny and Andy Murray, Ryan Stiles, you might remember from the Drew Carey Show. You buy your tickets, get ready to laugh your spleen off. Who's Live Anyway at the Smith Center? That's this Saturday.
Yeah, and night. Don't forget what? Who's playing at the South Point.
Give the dates. Do you have your next dates?
Yes, they do. April 14th and 28th.
Oh. Is that 3 p.m.? At the South Point,
3 p.m.
You like that afternoon?
You know what? As an entertainer, no. As a person, yes, because we have a full house.
Don't you usually get up about 1 in the afternoon?
I usually wake up from the Kettle One coma.
And that's the joke that I wrote a joke for,
yes,
for Frankie.
Did.
Frankie Quinta has drank so much Kettle One, he's on to Kettle Two.
That's right. We should write the company. I'm telling you, they might two. Do it.
They might. Let's see how well you did for Kia.
look what I did for Kia.
Look what you did for
now
Kia.
Now I go to Jim Marsh to buy my cars.
Is that where
you're if you don't drive there.
If you don't drive there. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, catch the world premiere of Middletown, the story of two couples reminiscing about their 33-year friendship, taking the stage with only 5 performances. All-star cast includes our friend Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. Yay.
Love her.
She's the best.
Cindy, Adrian Zemed from T.J. Hooker.
Great guy.
Donnie Most from Happy Days.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. And Donnie Most.
Donnie Most.
Remember
now
they did that on
Don.
Family Guy?
Well,
Donnie Most.
That's a great
Donnie Most. He comes out of the woods, out of the... Most. Oh, my God.
I never saw
so
that.
So funny. Like very ghost. Funny.
I played in a golf tournament with him, and now he's Don. He's Don Most. He's
really?
So Cindy said she remembers when it was Ronnie and Donnie. When it was Happy Days, that's Ron Howard.
Now it's Sir Ronald.
Sir Ron.
Don Most. Please. I'm still going to call him Donnie.
Donnie, yeah.
Hey, tickets, Donnie.
Yeah, and Didi Khan, who played Frenchie from Greece. And there's 2-for-1 tickets at the Smith Center box office. Earth, Wind, and Fire continue the residency at the Venetian. Bronx Wanderer singing everything from doo-wop to Bruno Mars at their new home at the Link Hotel and Casino. I always want to call it the Links. Our friend Enoch Augustus Scott, who was just with us on our 2 previous podcasts, stars in Zombie Burlesque at the Planet Hollywood. If you've never seen Zombie Burlesque, you'll laugh your spleen off at that, too. Legendary comedian George Wallace appears at the Westgate Resort, and our friend Frankie Shinta performing at the Alexis Park Hotel in a new format, playing every instrument, singing, doing impressions, and answering questions about his career.
Absolutely not.
Not true. Not true. Not
here
true.
We go with fake but news
that's,
again.
That's
no, no. It's a conference fake news. Yeah, I know. It's me in the audience. It's a one-man show. I don't know where he got his information from, but probably from what Mueller.
Pete Housley. Pete Housley gave it to me.
Charlie Sheen.
No, but it's going to be a different look at me. I'm going to have my back to the audience. Better look, yeah. No, it's just me and the crowd and questions and a few songs, and that's it. Like being in my living room, which you've never been in.
No, because your wife, Jackie, won't let me come over.
We have wanted to come over and do a cooking show in your kitchen.
We're going to do it this spring.
And we get denied every time.
I wonder why.
Jeffrey, he wants to cook with you.
I know.
And I want to eat.
Gino.
And Chef Gino Bernardo.
Hey, you know what? I go to Mariana's now and buy the marinated beef. What's it called?
The Milanese.
Man. It's marinated like plank steak,
yep,
or whatever.
Plank steak.
Throw it on the grill.
And you put it on a plank. You put the flank on a plank, you put it on the grill, and you got Polo Milanese.
Then you end up walking the plank.
You throw it on for 2 minutes aside.
Tremendous.
Slice it up. And it's just really, it's good to pick on.
It is.
It really is.
I think we should do
it. Well, look, I've had a ball, but guess what?
I know.
It's hockey.
We're going to take another commercial break.
And they're
going to
win.
Knights are going to win 4-3.
That's your prediction. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and go to the website VegasNonstop.com. We're take a short commercial. Come on back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream.
I was actually going to bring some here.
Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up.
And Jonathan Scott back on the air and here on Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Also on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa on Amazon. And you can certainly go to VegasNonstop.com. And find us there and like us and share us on Facebook at Dates Nonstop. And Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Tell us what's happening in the world of sports.
John, unbelievable sports going on around the country. Obviously, yesterday was opening day of baseball, Major League Baseball. It was a beautiful day. All 30 teams played, and 15-1.
There was no ties?
No ties. No ties in baseball.
No ties,
but it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously some of the teams you expect to win did. The Dodgers broke a record yesterday, hitting 8 home runs on opening day.
Huge.
Red Sox went cross-country and got smoked by the Seattle Mariners with their ace Chris Sale on the mound. The Mets went on the road with Jacob DeGrom and his new contract with the Mets and beat Scherzer and the Nationals in Washington. Mr. Harper, our local baseball star, made his debut in Philadelphia. Didn't do so hot, but it's only one game. Don't hit the panic button yet. As we said earlier, there's a lot of baseball to be played. But what's really going on in the world of sports right now is the NCAA basketball. Last night, we started off the Sweet 16. We had a bunch of great games last night, man. Oregon hung tough for a while, but eventually lost. And I think he liked that game a lot, right?
Jared,
they lost. Jared loved that they lost. No?
Didn't care.
Couldn't care less.
No, didn't care. He didn't
hate
care.
Virginia.
Ooh.
He hates Virginia.
I don't blame you.
So
they're not a lot of fun to watch, right? They're very defensive, and they tend to choke, as they did last year as a one seed losing to a 16. The big games tonight. James, jump in, please. Go ahead. Let's hear your take on the games.
Oh, I'm not. I used to play basketball in college and in high school.
You look like a college basketball player.
And I don't really watch. I used to bet on them. And that's it. I was just for the numbers. That was it. This is my own opinion. I just wanted to see the numbers. That's it. Because I treat it like a business, you know.
Of course.
The same thing, like, you know, with our day trading. I tell people the same thing. When you join our group to day trade, I said, remember, this is not a game. This is a business. Take it seriously. And you'll do fine with this. So.
And do you take it seriously?
Oh, hell yeah, we do.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We had a phenomenal week, and it's the end of the month, and the market was flattened today, but we still made money when it went down or up, so it didn't matter.
We made money when it went down or up. We're going to get to that.
Yep. Let's stay on this point.
So anyway, tonight on the other side of the bracket, you have both number one seeds and both number two seeds playing. You've got North Carolina playing Auburn. You got Duke playing Virginia Tech. Duke and Virginia Tech obviously very familiar with one another, coming from the ACC. Virginia Tech had beaten Duke earlier in the season when Zion Williamson was out. Should be an interesting game tonight. Duke is a 7-point favorite in this game, and they don't know how to play defense. I'm going to go with Virginia Tech plus the 7 points and over 143 in the game. I like that a lot.
Is your Michigan State still
They're in? Playing right now. They're up 22-11 on LSU.
Well, you know, it's tough to pick. We've got, 10 more days of how long does this go?
Not even. By the end of the weekend, we're going to have the Final Four. And then next Monday, I guess we're going to crown a new champion. Is that right? Something like that?
Well, I don't know.
I believe so. But, yeah, a lot of the teams that were expected to be here are still here. All four number ones are alive.
Gonza?
Gonza's alive.
I love the name.
Gonza.
I just love the name.
But I did give you Michigan State before it started.
You did.
I thought there was a lot of value in Michigan State, where they were playing. Tom Izzo is a great coach. He's been there before. He knows how to win the big games. It'll be interesting to see how they do over the weekend.
So tell me, the other night you went with Adrian, or you didn't go with Adrian, but you partook in the fantasy leagues.
We did. Adrian and I, actually, I was invited by Adrian.
Adrian Zemed. Mm-hmm.
Adrian Zemed invited me to join the Las Vegas Entertainers Fantasy Baseball League. And I had a lot of fun drafting my team with all of the other local entertainers that you and I and you've introduced me to over the years, Adrian and so many others. It's a 12-team league. You go through the rounds. It's called snake style. So 1 through 12 goes, but then 12 gets his pick right away, and then you come back up and you snake it around. And all the big names that go off the board first are who you think is going to go off the board first. Mike Trout, Scherzer, Betts, like all the top players in the league, Harper. But interestingly, in other leagues that I've played in, you pick pitching staffs. Here, you're picking individual pitchers. So that was different for me, and I enjoyed doing that.
Did you get any cubbies?
I did not get any Cubbies, I don't believe, no.
No John Lester?
Mm-hmm. No, I have Lester, I think. I do have
See?
Lester. You got to remember, Lester's got a soft spot in my heart from his Boston days.
Now, you sent me a text about one of the Bears leaving the Bears.
Their running back, Howard, went to the Eagles, yeah. Which was sort of a strange move for me. I didn't understand why they would let him go. Jordan Howard, he's been with the Bears now, I'm going to say 3-4 years. Solid running back, somewhat injury prone, but behind that, with that defense and that line and, that young quarterback that you love so much, Mitch.
Mitch Trubisky.
There you go.
Mitch Trubisky. I can't wait for football again.
I'm wondering what the Bears are going to do at running back, though, now. I mean, I didn't see anyone, and I haven't really looked at the depth charts, but I haven't seen really anyone of his status behind him. So it'll be, and, the Bears, that's their thing, right? You want to pound. Run the ball, Walter play defense. Payton. Exactly. All day long. So it'll be interesting to see what the Bears do this year.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if it's the first time in 20 years or 25 years, but it's the first time in a long time that the non-Super Bowl winning team will be starting the regular season. So we're going to have the Bears playing the Packers on the Thursday night first game of the NFL regular season this year. So I think it's celebrating.
Oh, it's the first time that the Super Bowl champion is not playing the opening game. Is
in about
20 saying?
Or 25 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, New England is playing.
I didn't know that either.
Opening Sunday night against TBA.
But they We still have Thursday night football.
We do. And obviously, anytime the Packers and the Bears take the field, it's great football. Yeah. No matter how good or how bad one team is over another. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and that Green Bay offense against that smash-mouth Bears defense is always fun to watch.
Well, it's still celebrating 100
years. Wait
until
we get the Super Bowl here. This is going to be mayhem in this city.
You're probably about 5 years away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take.
I know tickets are on sale for 2020.
Yep.
For the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. The PSLs are through the roof. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And they are talking about expanding the Russell Road and Tropicana.
Imagine that.
Ramps to accommodate the traffic.
You think?
Which has just been crazy.
I'm glad they just came up with that epiphany.
that's a good idea.
I'll put it into perspective for you, okay? The Aviators are playing up in Summerlin at the Las Vegas Stadium for the new baseball team, right? It's a 10,000-seat stadium. They have 2,500 parking spots, and they just announced that they're not going to be charging, so thank
you. Parking.
Conversely, the stadium's going to hold probably about 50,000 people, and they have about the same 2,500 parking spots. Correct.
April 9th will be the first home game at the new stadium.
I'm sorry?
For the Aviators. Tuesday, April 9th will be the first game of the Aviators. Oh, it's going to happen. We're going to have Jim Gemma on the show with us talking about the Aviators and what to expect. There's no crosstown big league weekend this year because of that, because the stadium just getting open. We used to go every year when the Cubs would play
the Mets
or whoever they would play.
I'm interested to see the talent coming up through Oakland's farm system versus the Mets. Obviously, in past years, we saw these, Syndergaards and, DeGroms coming up through Vegas. You got to see some of the best pitching ever. And don't get me wrong, Oakland is known to have a great farm system, so I'm looking forward to seeing some of the young players in their AAA.
Our friend Josh Towers played for the A's, didn't he?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, I thought he did.
Played for Baltimore, Tampa Bay, the Yankees, maybe the Marlins.
So how do the Athletics look this year as a team?
Red and green.
They look very athletic. They look very athletic in their green book. Oh, man.
I don't think they're expected to do too much. They're probably about a 500 team. They're going to win about 80 to 85 games like they always do. Some of these smaller markets, they have a hard time competing. I want to know what Mike Trout's going to do in Anaheim for 13 years. Making all the money that he's making, but isn't surrounded by a whole lot of talent right now. I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Machado went to San Diego. He's going to do the same. The one who has the best chance to actually win a ring would be Harper with the Phillies. They have a lot of young talent. I love their first baseman, Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to watch the Cubs and see what they're going to do, and I might go to Phoenix
Arizona?
To see a spring training game.
Well, spring training's over.
Well, I guess I won't be coming. Yeah. That's right.
Those plans are off the table.
Started, yeah. Go to Chicago. I'll go to Chicago and go to a real Cubs game.
I'm trying to go to Chicago in June to meet up with Adam and go see a Cubs game.
Yeah, Adam was watching earlier today. Adam,
Mr. Guanter, good to see you, brother. Hope you're well, and we miss you.
Running Tau, which used to be the Limelight in Chicago.
Yes.
Before that was the Chicago Historical Society. Just a great place.
And they're absolutely crushing
it,
killing it over there. They're doing a great job.
That.
And Tao Group does such a great job with all of their outlets here in Vegas, in New York, overseas, and now in Chicago.
Well, there's a great TV show that I'm going to recommend. It's called Afterlife with Ricky Gervais. I don't know if you like Ricky Gervais, you don't like Ricky Gervais, but the show's just incredible. It's on Netflix, and what happens is, like, Ricky Gervais's wife dies of cancer, and he's just grief-stricken, and he's in a really bad way, and he's depressed, and he works for this small-town newspaper, and the stories they write are like hitting up a tree kind of a stories, these human nature kind of stories, but it's very heartwarming, and he's contemplating suicide. He can't live without his wife. But it makes you laugh, it makes you cry, it brings you up, it brings you down. It's everything that a sitcom kind of should be. It's called Afterlife. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
Did he write it?
Yeah, he wrote it. He directed it. And it has pathos. It just has some depth to it that you don't see on regular network sitcoms. Now, there's only 8 of them. And I also saw the movie Us, which I can't recommend.
yeah, you said you didn't like that.
No. It's like bad, Jordan Peele should go back to doing comedy.
Meanwhile, they had one of the biggest opening weekends in movie history.
I know, it's a horror film.
A horror film.
Yeah, and it just didn't cut it for me. I wasn't that horror stricken. You know, it's a family that has the same people that look like the same people trying to kill them. I was like 2 hours of my life I'm never getting back. But anyway, that's my take on it.
Wow.
You went to the back of the house brawl.
I did last Saturday night.
And a couple of interesting restaurant closings just recently. We went to the opening of Bloom last night.
Bloom?
With our friend T. Fox.
Is that a restaurant?
Blume in Henderson, right on Eastern and Horizon.
It's a restaurant?
Ridge. Yeah, really quite a cool place for a private party. It was a private party, so our friend T. Fox was singing, so we didn't get to sample all the food, but we wish them a lot of luck.
What kind of food at Bloom?
They call it Epicurean. I forgot. It's some
Epicurean?
Not Epicurean, but a name like like that.
Sounds like first
it sounds
word.
Like gourmet dining.
Artisanal dining?
That's not even that deep, but B-L-U-M-E. If you Google it, you'll find it.
Bloom,
T-Fox
B-L-U-M-E.
Every Thursday and Saturday night with his dance party.
Sounds
and,
like a dispensary.
And it's a lot of fun.
Maybe. Yeah,
there is a dispensary called Bloom, B-L-U-M, on Desert Inn.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting very close to 420, aren't we?
Aren't we?
Yay. Yay.
We're going to take another quick short commercial break and come on back with James Viscuglia and talk about Trading Made Easy. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. You're on 920 The Game.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed
Jonathan
my hat.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Grabbed my coat, grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat.
You dragged the comb across your head.
I don't know. I did all of that. And
and more.
Of course, that was a little Paul McCartney, who's coming to Las Vegas.
Beautiful song.
And yeah,
and June.
Beatles fan.
He has two dates in late June.
I could see the Love show at the Mirage every night. I just love that show.
It is a great one.
My favorite kind of show.
Never gets tired.
Joining us in studio from Trading Made Easy, James Viscuglia.
How is everybody out there? How are you guys?
We, I think, are awesome. Great weekend, great weather.
Excellent.
Plenty to do outside. This is the weather that we've been waiting for, 80 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. But tell us a little bit about your company, how you got started, and what you're all about. I'm familiar with the Mercantile Exchange out of Chicago, and anybody that's ever seen the movie Trading Places, I use that as an example.
That's old school.
Yeah,
with Eddie Murphy. The technology now is so advanced. I've been doing it for a while. I've been doing it almost 7 years, but back then it was manual trading. And as time went on, had a couple of mentors. And then from there, we created our company is actually going to be 5 years. Yeah, it is 5 years old actually now. And we created a manual software. Guess what? The manual software worked great, produced signals. But I still seen people failing. And I'm like, gosh, why are they failing? And of course, why? Number one, they get in a trade too early. Number two, they get in a trade too late. Or three, they miss the whole trade totally. And then four, they give up because they don't have the patience. They only maybe try it. They don't take it serious enough. So what we say in the day trading business, the worst part of day trading is usually the person controlling the mouse in day trading. So we fixed that about 8 months ago. We created an automated day trading system. We trade future contracts. So it's basically commodities. So it's anywhere on the NASDAQ, on the NQ is what we trade. Contracts are $20 a piece. And we trained you. So the software, it's very simple. Blue is up, red is down. It talks to you, tells you when it's going into a trade. You can trade anywhere in the world except for China. Put it on a tablet, desktop, laptop. We train you. Training's anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 days. Depends on the individual. During training, people will be trading with Monopoly money until they're comfortable enough to open up their own brokerage house. We do training every day. We do training on Tuesday nights, our extreme boot camp trading. What's that? 5:30 Pacific time, p.m. And
let's give out the number. It's 800-971-4160, 800-971-4160. And the first 4 days are free, right?
We let everybody view it from the comfort of their home or from their office. They can watch it from their smartphone, and they can watch it for a while. Our website, too, is for the show, too, is tmeshow.com. That's tmeshow.com. And we invite everybody. We have a lot of poker players in the group. We have everybody from stay-home moms. Youngest in the group is 25, and she's doing phenomenal. She's only had the software for 1 month. She's in California. Jenny, it's just phenomenal what she's doing. And then we have had people had the software here locally and all across this great country, Canada. Got a guy in Mexico City that has it now running it. So I'm very impressed what we've been doing.
How sophisticated do you need to be? How savvy do you need to be?
Oh, at least to be a NASA rocket scientist, at least to go do this. No, I'm joking. No, there's, like I said, we have all walks of life in the group. I mean, there's people, you don't need a PhD, okay, to do this. You know, by trade, I'm actually welder, machinist, CNC, the operator, programmer. I used to program CNC lathes.
What does that stand for?
CNC lathes, Akuma lathes, Mazak lathes. I used to build those big gear reduction boxes at Weston House back home in Western New York.
Uh-huh.
So programming. You program them in the course of parts with some. We used to make hydraulic slack adjusters and S-cams on trucks, too. So that kind
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I know.
You had a blank stare. Like,
yeah, I know. Everybody's looking at me like,
at CNC. I was like, CNC. But Jeffrey was on Wall Street for a while. So Jeffrey's got a little more on the ball as far as trading than I do.
You have to realize, though, when I traded, there was not a lot of the commodities trading going on for the individual. That was done on the floor.
No, absolutely not.
By the quote-unquote professionals. We didn't have a lot of black box trading, which I think was what James's program does. It sort of arms the market for you on the E-minis.
Correct.
And they look for discrepancies in the market where they think they can clip small points.
Yes, correct.
Very quickly.
Oh, fast.
Right.
Three seconds.
You're not buying and holding positions.
No, that's terrible to do that.
You want to be in and out. And they time the market. They follow the trend of the market throughout the day. Yep. And when you get a blue signal, they have you jump in.
Blue and red.
Then when they signal like it's turning the other way against us, they hit red and you pull out of the market. And I'm assuming everything's very liquid. There's no problem with getting out of trades or anything like that.
Nope. No. And the cool part about this, you can program it at night if you want to let it trade at night. During the day, you set it. It's a very simple software.
Let it trade at night while you're sleeping?
Oh, yeah. I let it go. Here, I'm going to show you something. Look at this. This is yesterday.
Well, it's tough to show on radio.
I know, but I'm showing.
That's like they wanted to bring the dog on from
Marc-Andre Fleury.
And I said, does he talk?
Watch this blind man and his dog.
Does he skate? Because Marc-Andre Fleury doesn't right now.
Yeah, it's tough to show demos on radio.
Did you see what we just did?
But it is tmeshow.com, trading made easy. And the number again is 800-971-4160. 971-4160. James Viscuglia.
Everybody's free to watch it. Come on board and test and take a look at it.
So you don't need to be. You don't need to be
rocket
financial
brother
or rocket surgery, as we say here on the show.
Rocket surgery.
You don't have to be a rocket surgeon.
Dad, if you're listening, that's an homage to you.
Yeah, Jeffrey's father comes up with some great sayings. That's one of them.
You know what's the funny thing? We always get the people call our 800 number. We have banner ads out there on Google, Yahoo, all over the internet, and so we get people calling up all the time, and it's. Well, and then you get, people that traded before from way back, bless you, way back in the, old, I call it the dark ages of trading of the 90s, 80s, or 70s, or even early 2000s. Oh, don't you got to be licensed for this? I said, no, it's day trading. Everybody has their own brokerage account.
They have a brokerage account. There is a broker dealer behind it.
Correct.
That holds the accounts.
Correct. We're the software and the training. The Chicago Exchange, there's no more floor trading. It's gone. It's all automated now. It's just servers and security guards, and that's it.
So how close is it to trading places? Can you make a market? Can you move a market?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's we've talked about that. My tech department And, you know, my staff were talking about, they said, you know, this thing, we're getting a lot of people. And I said, we're still ankle biters on this yet. I said, we're not.
What does that mean?
Well, we're at the beginning stages. Yeah, our trading is not like, you know, oh my God, we're changing the market because we have so many people in our group, you know. So I think your phone's dying.
No, I'm just reading and seeing if somebody had a question for you.
It's blinking. Right.
Facebook Live also.
I have been a fan since 1996.
Jonathan's
when
got
we saw your family at the Rio.
Yeah, they're talking about
that's
got to
be for Frankie.
Yeah. Way back in 1974.
They're still writing Frankie Shinta. So it's Trading Made Easy. And the website is tmeshow.com. If you want a four-day free sample, I guess, to observe it and watch it.
Free sample.
A free sample of how to do it. A free sample. A free demo. And you can also call James at 800-971-4160.
Our staff is standing by. We have 7 days a week, 24/7 answering service.
Yeah.
A lot of staff now.
Cool, man. Well, I can't wait to
A-plus
try it.
A-plus rating on the BBB. Gotta love it.
And you support Wounded Warriors and some local charities. It's a great thing.
We do. Our company supports Wounded Warriors, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and the ASPCA. We donate every month to them. We're going to be doing a charity event, I think, at the Orleans Casino, and I'm going to talk to you about that probably after.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank our friend Frankie Shinta appearing at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Of course, Amore, Taste of Chicago, and Double Down. Like us and share us if he sees us out. Please say hello. Thank you, Jeffrey with a G. Thank you, Jared. And thank you, viewers and listeners. Like us and share us. Eat well and party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying be nice to each other. Peace out.